This article is brought to you by the best-selling book series Write Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. Why fragmented work communication is failing your team. What happened? Mittal released a global workforce communication study surveying 2,000 IT professionals, and the findings point to a serious organizational problem. The tools companies deploy for communication don't match how workers actually get things done. Employees are quietly patching the gaps themselves, and that workaround culture is draining productivity, creating security vulnerabilities, and degrading customer service quality. The communication angle. Here's what this report actually reveals. Beneath the corporate press release language, organizations have a fragmented message problem, not a technology problem. When your tools don't match your workflows, people stop using their official channels and start improvising. They text on personal phones. They use unapproved apps. They make verbal commitments that never get documented. The tools didn't fail. Leadership failed to align communication infrastructure with communication reality. The deeper issue is that companies treat communication tools as an IT decision, when it's actually a leadership decision. Choosing how your teams talk to each other is choosing how your culture operates. When you hand people 5 disconnected platforms and call it a communication stack, you haven't solved anything. You've just distributed the problem. Every gap in your toolset is a gap in your team's ability to execute clearly and consistently. Notice what the research found: employees are quietly compensating. That word quietly is the problem. When people stop raising issues and start working around them, you've lost the feedback loop that keeps organizations honest. The silence isn't compliance, it's surrender. And surrendered employees don't deliver great service. They deliver just enough to get through the day. The AI layer makes this worse, not better. Companies are layering AI tools on top of already fragmented communication systems. That's like adding a faster engine to a car with a broken steering wheel. Speed without direction creates crashes. If your baseline communication is broken and disorganized, AI doesn't fix it. It amplifies the chaos. What should organizations do instead? Start by auditing how your team actually communicates, not how your org chart says they should. Talk to the people doing the frontline work. Where are they going off script? Where are the workarounds? Those workarounds are your real communication map, and they're telling you exactly where your official system has failed them. This is exactly the kind of scenario I break down and Say It Right Every Time. The chapter on organizational listening gives you a framework for identifying the gap between what leaders think is being communicated and what employees are actually saying and doing. Most communication failures aren't about the message. They're about the system that's supposed to carry it. When that system breaks, people go quiet, and quiet is the most dangerous sound in any organization. The takeaway. This week, ask 3 people on your team one specific question. What do you do when the official process for communicating a problem, an update, a request doesn't work for you? Don't defend the system. Just listen. What they tell you is your actual communication infrastructure. Fix that first before you touch any new tool or AI feature. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit eamonblackthorne.com to get your copy.